This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. During many of our shows this week, we've put a spotlight on pairs, from the singing duo Black and Tan to a father and son juggling pair. On this edition of Ozarks, we head into the Ozarks to find another pair, Wild Waterfalls.
It was a pair of well-experienced outdoor guides that led us into the forest. Robert Ginsberg is, of course, the host of Shades of Jazz on KUAF. But for years, he also owned Uncle Sam Safari Outfitters in Fayetteville, and he spent most of his life exploring the outdoor world. Stephen Marquardt is the president of Marquardt Ironworks in West Fork. Born in Arkansas, he was raised in Iowa and returned to his native state as an adult, and he's been hiking into the rough and wild spots ever since.
There is no breaking news associated with our final story today. The natural wonders of the Boston Mountains have been here a long time. We're certainly not the first people to hike down a ravine in search of a waterfall.
But in an age with hundreds of TV channels, thousands of apps and podcasts, and seemingly millions of reasons to stay close to home, we thought a reminder of what's not too far from your backyard, ready for exploration, was a good idea.
On a warmer than usual March afternoon, with the promise of seeing something that not many people see, we followed Stephen and Robert into a thick patch of territory near the Washington County-Crawford County line. The hike began at one of the higher elevation points in Arkansas, nearly 2,300 feet above sea level.
There are no trails here, and trying to explain exactly where we were might require the rest of the time we have on this program. If you look on a map and find the pioneer communities of Sunset, Temple Hill, and Health, you'll get an idea of where we were hiking inside the Ozark National Forest. Stephen Marquardt has a place near here, but despite being close to the waterfalls, he hasn't been here that often. This trip requires a commitment of time.
I've only been down here probably three or four times, maybe four or five times, over the last 3 years.
Is that how long you've
had it? I found this waterfall by accident. I decided to just come up here and park and walk down to Frog Bayou. This is the stream that we turn on to go down to the waterfall. In fact, we can just turn anywhere and just walk through the woods.
This is where the instructions include turn off the paved road.
This is the end of civilization right here.
The waterfall in question is still beyond this end of civilization. We continue to sidestep down, grabbing onto trees along the way. Eventually, the creek stops and goes straight down. Experienced hikers like Stephen and Robert are aware of where they are. Inexperienced hikers like us might not know we're about to stumble over the top of a waterfall. We literally can't see the forest through the trees.
It's kind of like the world comes to an end.
Yeah.
That's going to be the waterfall area there. It's a little ways down there, but it just drops off. And then there's the other one, so as you're going down, you're dropping down in elevation extremely fast.
Heavy rains just days before have made rocks slippery, kept the stream that feeds the waterfall flowing. We keep following that stream until a light spray can be felt, water carried by a breeze off the waterfall back into our faces. And suddenly, we're there, on top of a crater, lines and lines of geological layers stacked upon each other. We're looking straight down. We can only guess how far a drop we're looking at.
I wish I had my tape. That's probably 30 feet.
This is what Stephen calls a wild waterfall. If you look on a topographical map of the region, you won't see the falls mentioned, listed, or named. It's not the highest, nor the most spectacular waterfall in the Ozarks, but its apparent secluded location makes it quite the find.
This is one of the nicest, biggest waterfalls I've found that's wild, without any trails or signs of people, no trash. I wonder how beneficial this spray is to those buttercups. They seem to grow on this side, and that spray is always going over here.
That's interesting.
Because they're not on the other side.
Stephen says the falls are even more spectacular when seen from below, and there are other smaller falls to be seen. So down we hike. And at this point, a public service announcement. Hiking, actually what we're doing is bushwhacking without the benefit of trail or path, can be dangerous. There are small problems, like meadows of poison ivy, and bigger ones, like sheer drops of several stories. This kind of exploration is safer and better if you have good map, compass, and GPS skills. And as Robert Ginsberg points out, this kind of trip is not for a novice hiker to do on her or his own.
No, not without someone who knew the area and knew the hazards of skirting along bluff lines and alternatives. I wouldn't know. And, you know, novices are... I think they even have this issue, like, with Ozark Highlands Trail groups and Ozark Society. They try to rate a hike as easy, moderate, extreme, and those are all on sliding scales for various people. But this is pretty extreme. This is totally off trail.
What would you call, I mean, if you were to rate what we're doing today?
On a 1 to 5, say?
Yeah.
This is up there in the 4s, you know. It's boulder hopping. It's very steep. Several places that are very exposed where you just can't afford to fall. Typically on a trail, if you stumble, you might scrape your elbow or something. But, you know, some of the places that we skirted around there, you only get one chance not to fall.
This is why having an experienced outdoorsman like Stephen Marquardt is a help. He studies every step before moving, confident of a safe landing before taking his foot off the ground. His knowledge doesn't just keep you safe, though. As carefully as he contemplates safety, he examines his surroundings. He literally stops every 10 or 12 paces to point out a bird you've never been this close to in a city or a wildflower you won't see every day.
See that? That's pawpaw. It's like a little maroon or colored rose.
It's so pretty. Isn't it? It does. It petals out like a rose, just not as many leaves.
You wouldn't find them that often on the south slopes, but it's in this ravine. It's protected.
You know, with someone like Stephen, too, he is so deliberate about these. I mean, he's look. How often do you go on a hike where it's like every 10 feet there's something that's worth identifying and noticing? And
Stephen says his deep interest in birds, plants, and nature began when he was very young, an interest he says that grows to this day. As we sit below the waterfall and he takes a granola bar from his backpack, he considers where we are.
So I read a poem a long time ago when I was in my 20s. I think it was a Japanese poem, maybe a translation. It said the names of things bring them closer. And I've always thought of that, that when you know the names of different things, plants and animals and wildflowers and things, that you somehow feel closer. You learn to identify as you're walking. You just see the same things all the time. And so you gradually, looking in books, you gradually figure out what they are.
Is that what you've done since you were a kid?
Yeah. I studied birds in Iowa and found 290-some bird species in Iowa as a kid. Born in Arkansas and raised in Iowa and then came back here.
But here's one of the great bonuses to exploring the Ozarks and Ouachitas. Even if you've poked around the outdoors often and can identify birds and plants at a distance, every journey into nature is different and surprising.
Pretty much every time there's some high point, something unusual, you know. Finding an unusual orchid or seeing a bear or something. There's always something.
Have you seen bears around here?
Yeah. I chased one up over on that side of the mountain. I chased one up and it went up into the woods and then turned around and came back and I heard these twigs snapping and I couldn't see it and all of a sudden it walked out about 50 feet away from me and stood there looking at me. It's quite exciting. It was curious.
As we continue to trek down below the big waterfall toward a smaller one, our guides explained why a day away from the usual routine can mean so much, and they deliver lessons along the way.
Even though I grew up in St. Louis, my earliest memories are following the storm sewers off into the wooded areas as a child, truly. Me and my dog, and I, you know, and then my family, our vacations were typically, when we went on vacation, it'd be to the Lake of the Ozarks in a cabin. So I, at a very young age, was kind of indoctrinated into the marvels of nature.
I don't know, it's meditative, studying nature. I find that it's absolutely impossible to be depressed or to have any ill will or bad feelings. It's just impossible. When I get out in the woods, I just feel at ease and happy.
you know, we're on a major fault here that's creating this drainage and all this water coming through. And obviously there's water that's pirated out of the main drainage above ground and seeping through these big cracks. You see the deer tracks?
Yeah.
Big deer.
That one shows a waterfall in evolution, you know, because it's actually been damaged by that big tree coming down and knocking a big chunk of it off. So you see the orange colors of the rock exposed.
This, to me, is what great artists spend their lives attempting to capture. The beauty of nature, the inspiration for all art, I believe.
Our guides for our adventure in the Ozark National Forest were Stephen Marquardt and Robert Ginsburg. They took us to two waterfalls, a big one with at least a 30-foot drop and another smaller one that allows visitors to slip behind. Of course, any hike that goes down means a return trip up. Straight up, in this case. The hike back to our car covered about 400 feet in elevation and what seemed just like a few feet as the crow flies.
There is more we could tell you about. Stands of wild asparagus, vivid wildflowers with names almost as colorful as their petals, and a particularly evil plant called Devil's Walking Stick with thick, protruding thorns that seem to grow just far enough apart to entice hikers needing balance to grab hold. But don't. There are pictures and video from the hike online at ozarksatlarge.com. But one image we can't share because our cameras weren't ready was one of the most amazing scenes I've ever witnessed. Stephen and I were catching our breath below the big waterfall when we saw a rabble of zebra butterflies, so named because of their brilliant black and white coloring, flittering above us. Then, a different kind of butterfly with loud pastel coloring swooped in. Soon the newcomer and a single zebra butterfly were engaged in an amazing mid-air ballet, tumbling over each other. Their singular flight pattern soon took them to the base of the waterfall. Then they slowly, while remaining together, flew up the waterfall.
Those are two different species that are clashing. They're going to land right in the waterfall. That's a really beautiful scene.
That?
Wow.
That's why you get outside.
Yeah, it's right aerial bathing in the waterfall mist. Two different colored butterflies that are doing this.
That was fantastic.
Choreographed dance there. That was cool. That was a part of the tour. We do that every time.